More changes for Toyota.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota says it's adding a brake override system to all of its future vehicles worldwide. The system will cut engine power when the gas and brakes are applied at the same time. Now, company president Akio Toyoda also announced he won't be making the trip to America. He says he thinks the company's North American chief should testify before Congress later in the month. The Japanese automaker has been criticized for its handling of this crisis, with execs not so forthcoming. Marketplace automotive reporter Elisa Roth explains that's partly cultural.
The American way of dealing with a crisis is to deny, deny, deny. And when things go wrong at a company, we expect to hear from the CEO right away. James Lincoln is a finance professor at UC Berkeley's business school.
The U.S. corporation has a tendency to deny that it was its fault.
He says here, admitting fault can leave you open to lawsuits. But in Japan, nobody's worried about getting sued, so companies there delay until they're ready to talk. And few companies are more traditionally Japanese than Toyota.
So I think it is very much a part of the culture to apologize, hang your head low, sorry, we're saying we screwed up, we will do better.
Michael Cusimano is a management professor at MIT's Sloan School. He says Toyota's just not worldly enough to know how to deal with an international PR problem.
Toyota is really still at heart a country bumpkin kind of company.
It may just need to study its own example. There was a big recall of Lexus right after the cars were introduced in the U.S. Toyota pulled out all the stops to make the fix as easy as possible for customers. And until now, it's been the textbook case for how to handle a recall. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Asian shares surged today after a break for the Lunar New Year holiday. The Nikkei tacked on 1%. Shares in Hong Kong gained more than 1%. European markets are higher right now, 1% to 2%. Wall Street yesterday, investors looked at positive earnings and sent stocks ahead. The Dow gained more than 1.5%, 169 points to close at 10,268. We found out just moments ago drugstore Walgreen and Company will buy rival Duane Reade for more than $1 billion plus debt. A couple of oil companies and a heavy equipment maker are pulling out of a group working to get climate change legislation through Congress. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jennifer Collins explains.
The lobbying group is called U.S. Climate Action Partnership. It's been pushing for a system of tradable carbon credits. That system would limit emissions, and it's become a key part of legislation in Congress. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar and oil giants BP and ConocoPhillips announced they're pulling out of the group. ConocoPhillips representative Red Cavaney says the legislation is unfair for oil refiners.
You need to have a bill that treats each of the sectors and the segments right so you don't disadvantage consumers.
The legislation would protect utilities and other industries from the cost of their pollution, but Cavaney says it doesn't provide that same protection for refiners. Brian Herzog is with the utility Pacific Gas and Electric, which is still part of the coalition.
Everyone recognizes that achieving the goal is going to be challenging. I'd say, though, that we're no less committed to getting it done.
He says he's still hoping for climate change legislation to pass Congress this year. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org.
There are new signs luring customers into fast food restaurants around Los Angeles these days. No, they're not glossy close-ups of half-pound beef patties. They're plain white and blue signs saying, "Now accepting EBT." That's shorthand for food stamps. Reporter Vanessa Romo has more.
Things weren't always so dire for Maria Ochoa. She once owned a beauty salon, a house, and a gold Lexus. But now she's at El Pollo Loco eating her one hot meal of the day.
I always eat cold food, but I'm tired because sometimes we want some hot meal. And now that I know that I get EBT, I come here and eat that meal.
EBT stands for Electronic Benefits Transfer. It's a debit card for food stamps. Ochoa, a woman in her 50s with red permed hair and polished nails, is now living in that gold Lexus. 6 months ago, she would have been hard-pressed to find a restaurant that takes food stamps. Now, El Pollo Loco, Domino's, and Jack in the Box are part of L.A. County's Restaurant Meals program. Lydia Urvidi oversees the program, which includes more than 500 restaurants.
Our goal is to provide healthy meals for the homeless, disabled, and elderly participants, especially the homeless, because they don't have a place to store food or cook.
Restaurant Meals is also paying off for those on the cooking end. Joe Stein is the head of strategy and innovation for El Pollo Loco.
I can tell you for 2010, just the way it's trending, we wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the company and franchise stores was over $2 million. From something that just started in August of 2009, that's pretty good-sized growth.
Good enough to interest other chains in joining the program, like Pizza Hut and Burger King. But food stamps still won't get you a Big Mac or Chicken McNuggets. Not yet, anyway. That's okay with Maria Ochoa.
With my blood pressure and my diabetic, I cannot eat too much salt and greasy food. That's what I prefer to come here.
For now, she's sticking with the grilled chicken. In Los Angeles, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And finally, Indonesia is very serious about cracking down on defamation. A teenager was handed down a suspended jail sentence for posting insulting comments on Facebook. The 18-year-old was convicted of defaming her social networking friend, calling her a pig and promiscuous. She told the Jakarta Post, "I'll be more careful about what comments I post." By the way, the argument was over a boy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us and get the podcast, too, at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.